Fox News alert, Joe Biden's having Donald Trump arrested.
Today, an indictment was unsealed, charging Donald J. Trump with felony violations of our national security laws, as well as participating in a conspiracy to obstruct justice.
Jesse Waters Primetime is going to tell you something tonight that no other show is telling you. Everyone has the law wrong. And don't take it from me. Take it from an Obama judge who ruled that former presidents can decide what documents are personal and which are presidential. It all started with Bill Clinton. President Clinton taped conversations he had with other foreign leaders for 8 years. What did Clinton do with these tapes? Well, Clinton took them home to Chappaqua and stuffed them in a sock drawer. These tapes were about as highly classified as you can get. These conversations President Clinton had with heads of state about war, about national security strategy, about nuclear posture. Did Bill Clinton declassify these before he took them home to Chappaqua? No. He took them home and he stuffed them in the sock drawer. Judicial Watch sued for access to these presidential records, and then a judge appointed by Barack Obama ruled that these are Bill Clinton's personal tapes, and nobody can have them. Not Judicial Watch, not the National Archives, no one. Quote, the decision to segregate personal materials from presidential records is made by the president during the president's term and in his sole discretion. Since the president is completely entrusted with the management and even the disposal of presidential records during his time in office, it would be difficult for this court to conclude that Congress intended that he would have less authority to do what he pleases with what he considers to be his personal records. That's it. Case closed. The president, former president, has sole discretion on what he determines to be his personal records. Tapes with foreign leaders or documents related to foreign leaders. Donald Trump can decide what documents are personal and what are presidential. He can sift through them and return what he wants to the archives. Classifications have nothing to do with any of this. Don't get bogged down in the classification game. The president's records fall under the Presidential Records Act, which is not a criminal statute. Nothing about this document drama is criminal. Every president, when they leave office, takes things back home with them. Some documents go to the archives, some stay at the president's office or house, and then some go to presidential libraries. All presidents negotiate through lawyers with the archives what's personal and what's presidential, what stays and what goes. This happens every time, and it's never led to a raid. It's never turned into a crime until the Biden administration turned it into a crime. George H.W. Bush's records ended up in a strip mall between a Chinese restaurant and a bowling alley. Bill Clinton didn't just have tapes in a sock drawer. He had docs in a car dealership in Little Rock. George W. Bush stored his in a warehouse in Texas. And Obama kept his at a defunct furniture store right across the street from Mickey D's. 30 FBI agents didn't show up to their doorsteps with guns. Their wives never had their underwear drawers rummaged through. Trump's lawyer should have filed a motion last spring immediately once he got a subpoena and argued that these records are personal under the Presidential Records Act. In fact, at the end of this case, President Trump will be able to argue for Joe Biden to return these personal documents back to Mar-a-Lago. Mar-a-Lago is where the former office of the presidency is, which is funded by taxpayers and protected by the Secret Service. Everybody knows this is all about stopping Trump before he can beat Biden in the election. Rachel Maddow straight up admitted it.
Whether part of the issue here is not just that Trump has committed crimes, but that Trump has committed crimes and plans on being back in the White House. Do they consider as part of a potential plea offer something that would proscribe him from running for office again?
Plead guilty, promise not to run against Biden, and we won't throw you in jail. The Biden administration wants to throw Donald Trump in prison for 100 years. 100. They want a former president of the United States who got more votes than any other incumbent in American history to die in prison. Why? Because of a dispute over presidential record keeping? What? This is crazy. He didn't start a war. He didn't take a bribe. He didn't sell out the country. He didn't collude with any enemies. He's not a traitor. And Joe Biden is so afraid to run against him without COVID that he's going to lock him up like some kind of drug trafficker or killer. This isn't going to fly. And Joe Biden's out there acting like he's got nothing to do with this. And the media wants you to believe that Joe Biden doesn't have a single fingerprint on the case. Really? Joe Biden signed off on the raid personally. Joe Biden set the raid in motion when he and his White House attorney waived Trump's privilege. Never been done before. Joe's handpicked attorney general is running the show. Biden keeps telling us that Joe Biden has nothing to do with the Biden administration.
President Biden, have you spoken to Attorney General Merrick Garland yet?
I have not spoken to him at all. I'm not going to speak to him. No comment on what happened.
Joe Biden doesn't know anything about anything. He just plays dumb with everything. I don't know what my son does for a living. I don't know how he makes millions of dollars. I read about the Trump raid in the newspaper. I have no comment about my wingman arresting my opponent, who I'm losing to in the polls. The minute Joe Biden starts losing to Trump in the polls, he arrests him? Come on. This is a hit. You think this guy Jack Smith's clean, the special counsel? His wife's a Biden donor and works with Michelle Obama. The guy's a Democrat. He worked with Lois Lerner to target the Tea Party, and now he's targeting Trump. See, this is what happens when you let them get away with this stuff. They think they can get away with anything. Now, Biden indicts Trump the day he's accused of taking $5 million in bribes from Ukraine. Are you kidding me? This reeks of a cover-up. How's Trump being charged with obstruction for a crime he didn't commit, but Hillary can smash iPhones to smithereens with a hammer and dunk 30,000 emails in a bucket of bleach? Obama's CIA director, David Petraeus, handed over classified documents to his girlfriend, didn't spend a day in jail. Biden, like he loves to do, confesses to the crime on camera. He tells PBS he's been hoarding classified documents since the 70s.
The best of my knowledge, the kinds of things they picked up are things that from 1974 and stray papers. There may be something else I don't know.
And Biden was never president then. He was stealing classified documents out of skiffs as a senator. He had classified documents from Obama sitting in boxes in Chinatown. He had classified documents next to his Corvette garage, wide open, Hunter waltzing in, cracked out with Chinese spies middle of the night. Biden had documents sitting out on the kitchen table while Hunter had foreign escorts at the house. Biden knew he had documents spread eagle all over the mid-Atlantic when he sent agents to raid Trump's estate. Meanwhile, Hunter's out there peddling what looks like his dad's classified documents to business partners in Ukraine for cash. The indictment says Trump was flashing some personal documents around to an author. Probably not the best thing to do. But there was no criminal or corrupt intent. Hillary's servers get hacked. The Obama administration gets hacked by China. The DNC servers get hacked. And Trump's going to get arrested for waving a document around to an American author? This is crazy. Trump shouldn't be prosecuted. And I was even going to say Biden shouldn't be prosecuted just because this criminalization of paperwork is nuts. And now Biden's Justice Department is going to say, well, we can't indict Biden because we can't indict a sitting president, which is true. But you can impeach.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Hey, click here to subscribe to Fox News YouTube page and catch our hottest interviews and most compelling analysis. You will not get it anywhere else.